This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Parliament has passed the Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it. The Lok Sabha had already passed the bill earlier yesterday. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Vikasit Bharat 2047. Under the legislation, a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. Replying to the discussion in the Rajya Sabha, Union Rural Minister, Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the government is working with the motto of Nation First.
हम पैसा बचाना नहीं चाहते, हम रोजगार देना चाहते हैं, गांव को विकसित बनाना चाहते हैं। इसलिए इसी साल बजट में प्रस्तावित है 1,51,282 करोड़ रुपया, और ये रुपया कहाँ जाएगा? ये मजदूरों को मजदूरी के लिए भी जाएगा, ये गांव के विकास के लिए भी जाएगा। अकेले भारत सरकार 95,600 करोड़ रुपया खर्चा करेगी।
Parliament has passed the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Shanti Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it. The Lok Sabha passed the legislation on Wednesday. The legislation aims at the development of nuclear energy and ionizing radiation for nuclear power generation for the welfare of the countrymen. Replying to discussion on the bill, Minister of State for Atomic Energy Dr. Jitendra Singh said, nuclear technology is playing an important role in cancer treatment, food preservation and agriculture. He assured the House that there will be no compromise on the safeguard aspects.
No compromise will be made with any safeguard. There were apprehensions in the CLND that the supplier was made party to the liability, which had caused some amount of reservation on the part of the investors. So that part of CLND is also being accordingly handled with and modified.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his three-nation visit to Oman, Ethiopia and Jordan. During his visit to Oman, India and Oman marked a significant milestone in their bilateral economic relations by signing the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. In the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Sultan of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. The two sides signed 6 agreements and MOUs in the fields of maritime cooperation, higher education, agriculture, millet cultivation, and an MOU between the Oman Chamber of Commerce and Industry and Confederation of Indian Industry as well. Mr. Modi was conferred with the Order of Oman Award by the Sultan of Oman for his exceptional contribution to India-Oman ties and his visionary leadership. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the closing ceremony of the second WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine in New Delhi today. On the occasion, he will address the gathering and launch several landmark Ayush initiatives, including Nai Ayush Integrated Services Portal, a master digital portal for the Ayush sector. He will also unveil the Ayush Mark, which is envisioned as a global benchmark for quality of the Ayush products and services. Union Ministry of Panchayati Raj and the National Disaster Management Authority approved an outlay of more than 500 crore rupees for the National Project for Strengthening Community-Based Disaster Risk Reduction Initiatives in Panchayati Raj Institutions. According to the ministry, the project will be implemented across 20 states and will cover 81 disaster-prone districts of 20 gram panchayats each. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested a key accused in connection with last month's Delhi bomb blast case. NIA said that Yasir Ahmed Dar, a resident of Shopian in Srinagar, Jammu and Kashmir, is the 9th accused to be arrested in the case. He was nabbed by an NIA team from Delhi. In men's cricket, the 5th and final T20 international between India and South Africa will be played in Ahmedabad today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. Indian Railways will run 138 special trains across 9 zones to manage the surge during Christmas and New Year. These trains have been planned with 650 trips proposed and approved. And that is the end of this news bulletin.